This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Now, Haley, in that television feature, there was an older woman named Mary Jane, I think it was. I think I might know her. Just go more into that story, because that really is truly God's providence in the way you met at the gym. Tell us more about what happened there and how that led to God saving you.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful story. I had reached rock bottom with my eating disorder and exercise addiction. As I was so enslaved to this, I actually was going for a run and I slipped on black ice and severely injured my knee to the point where I could barely walk. And I was absolutely devastated because everything that I had built my life on was gone. And so the following month after that, I wasn't able to work out and I was just in such a dark place. And I finally reached rock bottom. And I just remember being in bed one night and I desperately cried out to God. And I just begged him to please show me the purpose of my life, because I knew there had to be more than what I was living for. And finally, about a week after praying that prayer, I was able to walk. And so I went back to the gym because I couldn't handle being away any longer. And that day at the gym, your sweet mom, Mary Jane, approached me. And if you know me back during this time, I was like the most unapproachable person at the gym. I have my hat on, my headphones in. I mean business when I'm at the gym. And so Mary Jane is probably the only person that God could have used to get a hold of my attention that day. And she tapped me on the shoulder and asked me if I would be her trainer. And I told her I wasn't certified at the time, but it turned into us talking for about an hour at the gym and exchanging numbers. And I asked her if I could come over to her house the next day because I was home over winter break from college. And so I went over to her house the next day and I had brought over with me a family Christmas card just to tell her more about my family. And as I was showing her this picture of my family, I just told her that, like, yeah, I was raised in a loving Christian home, because I think we got on the topic of talking about faith. And she just said, like, just simply asked the question back to me and said, oh, so you're a Christian. And right then and there, I heard the Holy Spirit's very clear conviction just say, you poser, like almost as if I heard an audible voice. And I just immediately broke down bawling because I was just convicted in that moment of my sin of disbelief. Like, here I was claiming to being a follower of Christ because of my religious activities, because I had gone to church and I went to Christian camp in my youth years. But I knew in that moment that I did not know Jesus, that I was a sinner in desperate need of my Savior. And so I was convicted of that sin of disbelief. And Mary Jane, as we all know, is a very strong follower of Christ. And she knew that I had just had some powerful encounter with God. And she knew that that is exactly why God brought us together. And the one place where I was running from God, which was the gym, that is where he chased me down to save me by sending Mary Jane. And I just think that is so powerful. So she asked me if I would like to receive God's free gift of salvation. And so she sat down with me and shared the greatest gift that I could ever receive, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she walked me through probably about like an hour long gospel presentation, helping me understand what Christ had done to save me.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.